Police say the accidents occurred in several suburbs, including Gudele, Kator, Munuki, and other densely congested areas of Juba. Police say the majority of the accidents occurred because people were driving under the influence of alcohol. Brigadier General Daniel Justin, the South Sudan National Police Service spokesperson, says most of the accidents involved border or motorbike taxis.
Here in Juba, the night of the 4th, we had a lot of motorbike accidents whereby we registered like 43 cases of involving motorbikes, road accidents. For one of them were actually light injuries, and then we have 5 cases of big injuries. Some broke their legs and so on.
Justin says yesterday, Boxing Day, a group of young people were traveling to Juba from Mangala Payam of Juba County when their vehicle overturned, killing 2.
Yesterday we have registered 4 cases of death related to the road accidents, especially vehicles. 4 vehicles were involved, whereby 4 people lost their lives. The car was coming from Mangala in Kirikad area. The car was turning, and as a result, 2 people lost their lives. Yeah, but it was not that they were actually for a picnic or something like that. Then we have like 9 severe injuries, then 16 light injuries.
Justin says the police also arrested about 27 members of different gangs who were armed with weapons such as machetes, knives, and sticks. He says the police are in control of the situation and asked the public to work with officers to improve the security situation ahead of the New Year celebrations.
So we have been in touch through media, talking to the people to cooperate with our forces and report any cases. If there is a situation suspected to result in any insecurity, they have to report it to the nearest force. So our forces are still on the ground, they are monitoring, patrolling. People celebrate well the Christmas and also the New Year.
Justin says police were able to quell gang-related violence in time for any fatalities. For VOA News, I am David Monodanga in Juba.